Snefru does not give up, let me tell you. Snefru decides he is going to build another pyramid. Now, Snefru has built what is the largest building on Earth, the Meidum Pyramid, and it's abandoned. He goes, maybe 10, 15 miles away to a site called Dahshur, and he starts another pyramid. It's going to be even larger. It is, again, going to be the largest building on Earth. It's called the Bent Pyramid. It's called the Bent because it's not yet a true pyramid. Remember, the first pyramid ever attempted to be a true pyramid is Meidum, but it doesn't work. He then starts to build the next true pyramid. It's called the Bent because it goes up, and after about halfway up, it bends. The angle changes, and it has a real severe bend in it. Now, why a bend? He's trying to build a true pyramid. Why a bend? The answer is, there's another disaster. There's another disaster. The Bent Pyramid is never used either. A pyramid is never built on sand. You can't build a pyramid on sand because the blocks will shift and it will be unstable. Always, every pyramid in ancient Egypt is built on bedrock. You clear the sand away. You level it. Level the bedrock, and then you start building your pyramid out of blocks. This is how the Step Pyramid was built at Saqqara. This is how the Meidum Pyramid was built, and they started this way at Dahshur also. The Bent Pyramid was built on bedrock. But, two of the corners were on an unstable surface. It wasn't quite bedrock. It was more like gravel. As they built this pyramid, the corners, as the weight sort of increased and increased as it goes up level by level by level, you get tremendous forces. And the base of the pyramid started shifting. Now, by the time it started shifting, they had gotten about halfway up. They had built half a pyramid. And it started moving. Now, at this point, they have built the burial chamber. It's high up in the pyramid, halfway up almost. And it's corbelled. They're doing what they did at Meidum. It's corbelled. But because the pyramid starts to shift, the walls start to crack. And they start to move inward in the burial chamber. Now, I have been in the burial chamber of the Bent Pyramid. It is very dangerous. It is the most dangerous thing I have ever done. In order to get in, I mean, it's not a tourist area. You can't go there. You can see it from outside, and everybody should. It's fabulous. Fabulous. You have to scale the pyramid, climb up the outside. Then you go into the descending passageway, going down. Then you climb a rope ladder. Then you get to a little room where there's another 55-foot ladder going up into the pyramid. You go up the 55-foot ladder, and this is no joke. You then jump across a pit, and then you get to the burial chamber, which is full of bats, right? So it's real sort of Indiana Jones stuff. But the important thing is, when you get to the burial chamber, you can see the huge cracks on the walls where the pyramid started to implode. It started to move inward. And to keep it from collapsing, Snefru put cedar beams, thick cedar beams, many feet thick, single beams going across the entire burial chamber, keeping the walls apart. He wedged them in. And that was to keep the burial chamber from imploding, from collapsing. This is another pyramid that he could never use. The burial chamber was full of beams, unsuitable for the pharaoh's burial, and the pyramid is abandoned. Again, he has built the two largest buildings on Earth, and he can't use them.